All right, wrestling fans, it is time once again for Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Before we get to the card, a couple of contract updates since we had a couple of people leave over Christmas break. Two signings for new talent. Rugged Rod Price is back, but not with Dirty White Boils, we'll see. Another signing, Italian Stallion. One of the great jobbers of the early 90s, especially in the Mid-Atlantic area. I think they tried to give him some kind of run in Global Wrestling Federation, which was short-lived anyway. But we also had Brad Armstrong, the American heavyweight champion, sign a contract extension for another couple of months. So we'll see him defending the title even tonight. All right, first match has our two new guys coming out, Italian Stallion versus Rugged Rod Price. And they put on a great show for the fans, but the show was primarily before the match even started because Rugged Rod Price came out with Missy Hyatt. Italian Stallion came out with Sunshine. So definitely some animosity going on there. But Price has the advantage throughout the match until he backdrops Italian Stallion over the top rope. Stallion lands on the ring apron and snaps Price's neck over the top rope. Stallion climbs back onto the top turnbuckle and comes off with a flying clothesline, even though Missy is over trying to distract him. But Italian Stallion gets the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 32 seconds. The next match has a continuation of the Nightmare PG-13 feud, but you've got Nightmare Ken Wayne having to go it alone as Danny Davis left at Christmas. So you have Nightmare Ken Wayne facing off against Wolfie D. And Wayne had the advantage very early, but the match ended quickly as JC Ice rushed the ring, causing the disqualification. The Armstrong brothers came down to the ring to clear PG-13 out. But your winner, by disqualification in a time of 1 minute 48 seconds, is Nightmare Ken Wayne. Next match, number one contender for the television title. Because fans are getting a little tired of Buzz Sawyer versus Savannah Jack. Yes, Savannah Jack had the title, but now he doesn't anymore. And do we really need to keep this feud going? That's what the fans are thinking. So number one contender for the television title, Steve Armstrong facing off against JC Ice. Now these two guys had been involved in the previous match, but they stay behind because they're in the next match. But Brad makes sure that Wolfie D stays out of the match. Steve takes control of the match early on and gets the pin after countering a flying crossbody with a power slam in a time of 12 minutes, 37 seconds. Your new number one contender for the PWA television title is Steve Armstrong. Now we move on to the title match. Television title on the line. One more time. Buzz Sawyer defending the title against Savannah Jack. And once again, they have a great battle. PG-13 tries to recreate their actions from last week, but they are stopped in the aisle by the Armstrongs. When the time limit expires again, Buzz shows his disgust with the short time limit, collects his belt, and heads back to the dressing room with J.J. Dillon. Buzz, I think, is getting tired of having this same match over and over again. Even though that was the story behind the territories, that you would have the same match, like 8 times in a row before you'd actually have a new match, which was great in the days before even syndicated TV and you had everything going out in a bunch of different places. When you only had the TV contract for one area, so like if you only had Atlanta or you only had Charlotte or you only had Charleston, South Carolina, you had to go through the entire circuit with the same match. Thankfully, this is done in the days of the internet so that we don't have to have the same match all the time. All right. The next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert taking on Eric Embry. And another time where it's a great match, but the ending just kills it. Because Gilbert gets the pin with his feet on the ropes in a time of 9 minutes flat. Embry tries to explain to Tama Young that Gilbert's feet were on the ropes, but Young didn't see it. He's not going to restart the match. Next match has Dirty White Boy facing off against Flying Brian Pillman. And Pillman and Dirty White Boy battle back and forth for the entire length of the match. Pillman counters a brain buster and shoves Dirty White Boy into the ropes for a rolling reverse cradle for a pin in a time of 14 minutes, 15 seconds. Now the match I've been waiting for on this card. Illinois heavyweight title triple threat match. Honky Tonk Man defending the title against Gino Hernandez and Chris Candido. And all three men have a wonderful match. This was just a card of wonderful matches. If you ever wanted a dream card, this was it. Gino takes the early advantage, but Candido takes the match with the Suicide Blonde on Honky Tonk Man to win the title. As Manning awards the title to Candido, he nails Gino with the belt to have both of them laying flat out in the ring. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion, Chris Candido, in a time of 38 minutes, 42 seconds. Next match had the American heavyweight title on the line, with Brad Armstrong defending the title against Gentleman Chris Adams. I'm not going to say it, but they had a great match. But Brad catches an attempt at the super kick and focuses on Adams' right leg for the rest of the match, retaining the title in a time of 16 minutes and 3 seconds by submission to an Indian deathlock. Adams just could not find his way out of it. The next match has the Smoking Guns facing off against Rough and Ready. One that probably should have been earlier in the card, but there was so much stuff going on that linked together that put it off to the end of the card. And the Guns just destroy Rough and Ready. PG-13 came down after the match to attack both teams, but the Guns were able to run PG-13 out. Your winners, Smoking Guns, in a time of 7 minutes, 30 seconds. Now we get to the main event. Non-title, which is crazy because we had 3 title matches on this card, and the main event is not a title match. In fact, it's the build-up to a title match. Austin Idol, the Universal Heartthrob, facing off against Terry Bam Bam Gordy. This is part of the issues from last week with Rude and Idol and Gordy and David and all of that, those shenanigans going on up at Pfizer Forum last week. Austin Idol wanted Terry Gordy one-on-one. And Gordy doesn't put up with Idol very well, throwing him over the top rope to get himself disqualified in a time of 5 minutes, 7 seconds. David climbs out of the ringside seats to attack Idol. He rolls Idol back into the ring. David climbs up on the apron as Candido, Buzz Sawyer, and J.J. Dillon walk down to the ring. Gordy looks at the trio and tosses Idol back out of the ring. Dillon asks for the mic, and again offers his services as manager and financial advisor for world champion David Von Erich, but also for Terry Gordy. He smiles at Gordy and David, but they reply by attacking Buzz and Candido. The four brawl in the ring. Dillon gets knocked out of the ring in the process. Idol picks him up in a belly-to-belly suplex on the concrete floor, and security comes down to break up the fight in the ring. Again, a good match that could have been, but building up for what's coming next week and the week after. These next 2 weeks are going to be great cards where you have, if you consider, Austin Idol, Rick Rude, Terry Gordy, David Von Erich, Chris Candido, Buzz Sawyer. All of these guys you will see a lot more of over the next couple of weeks, as this just heightens things for everybody involved. But that's it for Pro Wrestling America this week. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, thanking you for enjoying this trip in the fantasy wrestling realm to see what could be if you let me in charge of a wrestling promotion with this talent. But again, until next time, I will see you later. Come back for the theological side of the podcast. Confessional Corner on Monday, Digging Deeper on Thursday. Great stuff going on there as well to help you wrestle with theology.